Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten, I don't.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. And I really do appreciate it when you are part of the solution. When you do do the things that do do. When you do do. When you do the things you're supposed to do. It works out so much better. Seriously, people. I do not understand, as of late, maybe you can help me. You know, I've never told you I'm the smartest guy in the room. I would never tell you I was the smartest guy in the room. I do my best to lay it out the way I see it. But, you know, I will never understand how they got us so afraid to say anything. How and when did that happen? I mean, you're afraid to be retaliated on. You're afraid to be... I'll go back to our founding fathers and say to you, hey, think about something here. What did they give up for your freedom? You run around screaming about the Second Amendment thing and the First Amendment thing and how great it is to have it and, you know, can't take my guns. Well, what are you really willing to do about that? Right? I mean, no, I'm not trying to be nasty about it, but some of you guys who run around and tell me about, you know, you got 15 AR-15s and 15,000 rounds of ammo. Okay, so what does that mean? You really going to whip that gun out? Right? You really going to sit there in your street and take down the U.S. military or whatever? I mean, you really got it in you to do that? I'm not saying you don't. I'm asking you the question. Think about it. And how many of you truly, I talked to a friend of mine today, said he was so afraid he got himself a gun. I said, good, just take any lessons. Now, some of you are going to go, you don't need to take a lesson of that gun. Actually, you should. You should. Because, sincerely, in all seriousness, there's kids that you know, kill themselves with guns on a regular basis, not on purpose, you know, accidental shootings. They shoot through walls and hurt other people because you don't know how to handle guns. It wouldn't be a bad idea. If you have guns in the house, you really should take your kids to a gun class. Not you. Do it. You're there with them. But take your kids to a gun class, okay? Let them know, you know, that be taught how safe it is, how safe you can be. Daddy or mommy's there with them, learning alongside them, even if you already know. And that way, because of a family affair, right? But at least the child knows, the young person knows when they see that thing. I mean, God forbid, we have safes. But God forbid you leave one of the safes open. You don't close it properly, right? A curious child could cause a problem for themselves. That's what I'm saying to you. Take them to a class. I know there's a bunch of you little Karens out there going, oh my God, you're suggesting we teach kids how to use guns. Yeah, actually I am. I am. I admit it. I'm going to teach them how to use gun safety. There used to be gun safety classes in school. Oh, my God. In schools. I'm telling you, I have trolls that listen to the show because they just want to hammer me on all this stuff. The stuff that I say. You know they're dying right now, right? They're having a heart attack right about now. I get the biggest kick out of it. And it's true. Just teach them how to be safe around them. And some of them, it might even just be simply, I don't, you know, here's how you put it back in the safe. Right? Here's how you make sure there's no bullets. I mean, I don't care what it is. But you need to do something. You really care about your kids? You really want to keep them safe? That's what you do. 855-REAL-SHOW. 855, I'm sorry. I'm laughing because I just know. I know some of the people who listen to the show. And I do get the biggest kick out of it. Because I know right now they're having a little fit of their own over all of this. And 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution here. Okay, let's hit somebody. So, earlier this week we had Walt Heyer on. Walt is a double transgender friend. Yeah, I know it's just funny too. Is it, they think I hate all these people? I don't care. I mean that's their right. They can believe that if they want. But he had the opera. If you listen to the segment, I think it was Tuesday, but it's up on the website. You can find it. And he was coaxed or told this was the best thing for him to help with his mental health. He did it. Took him. That's back 40 years ago, he said. And it took him, you know, after 8 years of being a woman, he hated it. He was still depressed. He still wasn't enjoying himself. And when he tried to go back, he couldn't find any help. None. They're not telling you the truth. And it's not just you that they're not telling your kids the truth. You heard about some of these. Right now, there's lawsuits against hospitals for performing these operations. Look at, even though something is legal or permitted, doesn't mean it's the best for you, does it? I got to ask, I mean, is that what your mindset is? As long as the, oh my God, government says it's okay? It must be okay, because they wouldn't do anything to hurt you. They wouldn't do anything like, you know, approving the use of cigarettes, right? Because, you know, that wouldn't hurt you. Show me your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by low-cost airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And the way you do that, really seriously, is you do truly get involved, and you really get involved, right? You get engaged, you get out there, you talk to people, you let them know what's going on. You let them know why you're right and they're wrong. No, I'm just kidding. But you do. You let them know what's happening. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I got so many stories that I want to get to. We're just talking about the transgender movement, right? And how they're playing on the parents, emotions, really, if you think about it. And we should allow them to do that. We really should get in their way. Because it's not about the feelings of the child. Are you telling me, any one of you people with kids out there, are you telling me that your children were mentally capable at the age of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 to decide whether they were male or female? Really? Because I'd want to have you check if that's the case. Now you're seeing more and more hospitals, professional. I'm talking about B and C hospitals. I'm talking about, you know, A-class hospitals saying, wait a minute, hold on, put the brakes on, we got a problem here. At least that's what I'm hearing. And it's all over, detransitioning is going on all over the place. The lawsuits are going to be coming hot and heavy now. For all these hospitals that transition these kids at 12, at 13, at 14. So there was a BBC investigation recently. And it's all put together in a book called Tavistock and Portman's Trust, Gender Identity Development Services. They're in London. They're going to close it this year. When they went through the interim report on what was going on, these were distinguished clinicians, distinguished doctors, distinguished pediatric doctors, and you know, this is not only this bad, but it's hurting these kids. Now, it began as a tiny unit back in 1990. The early years of referrals of young people experiencing gender identity issues or distress, they were predominantly male, barely reach a double digits. Right? Are you hearing me? Barely reached double figures. So when they first opened, if they had 8, 9, 10 people there, that was a lot. So they helped them work through it. About two-thirds of the ones that thought they were transgender ended up working through to be gay. They saw themselves as gay. Only 5% ended up deciding to medically transition. The pathway began with puberty blockers, but at 16... If distress persisted through extensive therapy, comprehensive assessment, and, you know, the experience of puberty, then they went through and took a look at all these cases. You couldn't predict at the beginning what the outcome would be. Didn't know. This was still new. But in the early 2000s, the work of a gender clinic in the Netherlands was gaining notice and influence among both medical and trans advocates. Clinicians there were developing the Dutch protocol, whereby children had experienced lifelong gender dysphoria and were psychologically stable. Right? They were offered puberty blockers at 12. Now, I want you to hear that. At one point, they had children who had experienced lifelong gender dysphoria, and they were psychologically stable. Then they were offered puberty blockers. So, in other words, there wasn't, we'll give you the puberty blockers, we're going to do the operation on you, and then we'll see how that works for you from a mental health standpoint. No, we don't do that now. Now what we do is you jump, oh my God, you have this problem here. Take some of these pills, take some of these hormone blockers, we'll give you the operation in a couple of months. That doesn't make any sense at all in any way, under any conditions. Advocates of the protocol argued that the early intervention with puberty blockers gave children time to explore their gender identity without the potential highly distressing, even traumatic, progression of physical changes. Of course they're traumatic. You're not expecting them. Your voice is changing. Your body hurts. Your muscles hurt. Your bones hurt. This whole generation is so worried about a kid being in pain. Now. Not later, though, huh? Not as you're starting to see what's happening. You're starting to see bone issues, muscle issues, mental issues. And these kids that you decided that you were helping, and now they're not helping, and you're not taking responsibility for it. What you're doing to these kids is sinful, from a godly or a Mother Nature perspective, whichever way you want to put it. As Barnes explains, initially promising results from the Dutch clinic, now look, they're doing research, but they're getting more and more pressure to make its treatment a little less conservative. because that word's so bad, right? I mean, there are times where you want to be overly conservative, don't you think? Especially with your kids. Why would you do something to your children that has not been worked out, proven out to be a full success? I'm just asking. A 2005 report by the psychiatrist Dr. David Taylor, triggered by staff concerns that some children were being referred for puberty blockers too quickly, described a pressure from the patient-parent groups that was quite bad. One that was very difficult for people to have freedom of thought. They pounded on these kids over it. There was also pressure from medical communities, including guidance shifting towards the Dutch approach. In 2011, a local hospital set out to test the Dutch protocol for itself. With 44 carefully screened children of 12 to 15 years old, right, they went through early intervention. Now, I want you to think about what's happening here, right? They're 12 years old, and they're experimenting on them. What else are you going to call it? They don't know. They went looking for these kids that they could do this to, and they don't know. Heck, we most of the time we check this stuff out of lab rats and bats and all kinds of other stuff. Yeah? We should send them over to Wuhan and see how they did. Just saying. They used the fact that the children were reporting high satisfaction with their treatment, right? It was helping with self-harm, suicidal ideation, and so much more. We'll hit this morning on the side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. This week's death of a Fort Hood soldier in Texas is reportedly a suicide, but activists still want an investigation.
For the Army to say no foul play presumes facts that have not yet been brought forth.
David Cruz with the Latino rights group LULAC. He says Private Ana Basaldua Ruiz had been complaining to her parents about sexual harassment before her death. Fort Hood is where Vanessa Guillen was reportedly murdered back in 2020. She, too, had complained about harassment. The COVID-19 drug Paxlovid is one step closer to full approval from the Food and Drug Administration. On Friday, an FDA committee voted 16-1 in favor of Paxlovid, saying it was safe and effective for treating COVID in high-risk adults. The drug was granted emergency use authorization in December of 2021 and has since been used by millions of Americans to fight coronavirus infections. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
go. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Hopefully you are too.
Always, I can't stand it.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. The way you do that, really, truly, is you get informed. And then you bring that information forward, and you share it with other people. That's how it works. All right? Not that hard. Anyway, always appreciate your time with me. All right. You know, there's so many stories out there. So many stories to get to that don't always work out. Anyway, the what were we talking about? Help me out here. Oh, yeah. We were talking about the transgender hospital in London. And this is going on here, too. These same kind of things are going on here. So you got these hospitals that have decided, hey, this isn't working the way we thought. These kids are still mentally ill, having mental health conditions, right? And they're still doing these. Why would you still do them if you knew that these were harming children, truly medically, mentally harming children, why would you keep doing them? Well, there's only one reason. Money, actually two. Money and pride. You don't want to be told that you were wrong, that everything's terrible, right? And you want to say, look, I told you I was right. See, I was right. See what I did? Told you I was right. Not it, though. It's not what it should be about. If you find out you're wrong, you're hurting children, you need to jump all over and go, yeah, we can't do this anymore. And if you read originally how they did this, it was a psychologically stable that they started with. Got the kids stable and then started working on some of this stuff. We're not doing that anymore. Really. Now, the directors there originally had a lot of success with some of the stuff that they were doing, but it was based on the fact that these kids were sound mentally. As sound as they were going to get. They have been, 6 months of therapy. We don't do six therapies now. I'm not so sure it's a solid 60 minutes of therapy. Right? Then in the about 2005 plus, you saw some very, very, very heavy political pressure put on some of these hospitals to come up with a report so they could start pushing this. So was it a matter of, hey, how's this going? You know, what's the testing look like? Where are we at with all of this? No, no, that wasn't in all of this. Hey, you need to get this done. You need to figure out how to get this out to the public. Because, you know, they were beating down the doors to make this happen, which is not true, and you know it. Right? In 2005, a report by psychiatrist Dr. David Taylor triggered by staff concerns that these children were being referred for puberty blockers way too quick because of the pressure they were getting from outside groups. There was also pressure from the medical communities, including guidance, you know, shifting towards that whole Dutch approach. And again, no real study on the medical and mental damage it could do, might do. And they were using 12-year-olds as guinea pigs. Come on, is anybody really okay with that? Seriously. The biggest bombshell, however, came in astonishing aside. Every single child had progressed to cross-sex hormones. Right? A treatment with irreversible consequences. They had taken all of those kids that were using a different kind of hormone blocker, put them on these cross-sex hormones, who you can't reverse. They're telling them they can reverse it today. That might have been true with the very first ones they were working with, but you can't anymore. And you need to tell them. I think that any doctor that lies to a child and a parent on this, and I don't care if they're going by the information that was given to them by the state or whatever, if they lie about this stuff, they lose their licenses. Former senior GIDS clinician, that was the hospital acronym, Anna Hutchinson, described the revelation as her body, holy crap moment. It totally exploded the idea that when we were offering the puberty blockers, we were actually offering time to think. But Hutchinson told Barnes, because what the chances of 100% of the people offered time to think, thinking the same thing. So in other words, at the beginning when they were giving them time to think, they were saying, okay, well, you know, maybe I should do this, maybe I need more of this. This stuff here they were giving them didn't give them time to think. It started changing the way they thought right away. It changed the way they thought. They didn't. Right? Findings were never really thought, were never really discussed in a block with a bunch of other doctors. Early intervention with puberty blockers had already been rolled out. Right? The age limits were removed. I mean, you see where I'm going with this? This is a Frankenstein's monster waiting to explode. And then one person observed that it is difficult to understand why this decision was permitted, why the commissioners allowed it to happen. So you keep seeing this. You keep seeing this happen. And the more they push it, and the stronger the drugs they give to kids, the less they... I mean, I can't go over all these numbers. But ultimately, what ends up happening is the kids that are getting these hormone blockers, that are getting these drugs, have more of an affinity to want to keep going in that direction. Because the drugs are stopping everything that has to do with them being the person they are. Right? When you start seeing all this other stuff, you know, when's it going to start happening where not only kids want to be boys and girls, but they want hormone blockers to make themselves, I don't know, a mermaid? Some kind of blockers to make themselves a leopard. Where is this going to stop? And don't give me, oh, you're going over the top, you're being stupid. No, no, actually, I'm not being stupid. I'm trying to figure out, well, where this stops. Right? That simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, my God, is this true? You guys are making me nuts. What do you tell me about this? Why are you throwing it up to me now? This is in Queens. And you guys know about this? Come on, you're smarter than I am anyway. A Queens native makes appearance as first woman in a Division I baseball game. Is this woman turned into? Are you seeing a real woman? You know, guys, I can't read this stuff when you send it to me. It's not like I can go through it and figure it out, right? So they're beefing about a woman playing men's baseball. Now, the only thing I'd say to you about this, this is totally different than a trans person doing it. So I would let this person play, and here's the bottom line with it. They can't pull the line. They have the same rules that anybody else has. If you got basics for weight and hitting averages and catching and all that, they get the same ones. Nothing changes. It can't. Your goal is to win. Right? Your stakeholders want you to win. They want money back on their investment. If you can't provide that, then you lose. Really that simple. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's the whole idea. You know, and again, these transgender clinics and places, what are they really doing? Really, what are they really doing? Are they truly giving the hormone blockers they need to give? Are they truly doing the surgery the way they should be doing it? When they take the oath to do no harm, how do they justify removing a 12 or 13-year-old breasts? How did they do that? And now if you go back and talk to these kids, did I say kids? I meant kids. When you go back and talk to them, they're no different off mentally. There's no change. And if I'll give you this. Let's say there's 3% change. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. On this day in history, March 17th, the British troops got chased out of Boston, my hometown. Boston, they wouldn't do it today. They'd probably take a knee and tell them they were sorry for getting them upset. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is a need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's going hell.
We are back. This is your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5560. On this day in history, that's right, I kind of say it. I mean, Boston was good back then, I guess. The British troops fled from Boston after they held it for about 11 months. They held it for almost a year, right? So the British troops, the loyalists, they fled Boston. They fled Boston by ship for Canada in disgrace after nearly a decade of occupation. It was bad. You should read up on it someday. Seriously. Surely it's the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes, patriot and future First Lady Abigail Adams said. Well, she wrote it down. She wasn't on the news or anything. The humiliation, a flight of King George III's forces in the face of his disloyal subjects is celebrated. Yeah, it should be, right? And it was celebrated for years as evacuation day. It was a civic holiday in Boston. But we can't do that anymore because, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's because we made them feel bad. I have no idea. Right? Just amazing. So, again, being up in history, it's kind of cool. You know, to find out how we went through, what we went through, how we went through it. what it took to win our independence. You don't have to spend hours on it, but my God, spend a little time on it anyhow, right? All right, a little Easter egg drama at the White House. My God, stop the coloring freaks over there. Right? The White House, I think they should tell Peter to take a flying leap. What do you think? Seriously. The annual White House Easter egg roll has got a few people teed off, especially that anti-poultry crowd. You know, if the egg's not fertilized, all it's going to do is rot anyway, right? It's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to do anything. It's not like anything's going to come out of it. It just shows you how uninformed, uneducated those people are. So PETA is calling on the First Lady, Jill Biden, to stop using real chicken eggs in the Easter egg roll. American farmers will donate more than 70,000 eggs for the annual Easter. Wow, my God, how much does that work out to be? Is that like $1.2 trillion or something in eggs? I don't even know. Although, if they go to D.C., they don't have to be like California. California, they have to be free-range eggs, so they won't take them. The chickens are smart, sensitive animals, feel pain and empathy. They have distinct personalities. And just a few days old, they have their own thing going on. I love this. One of the PETA people said they can actually perform. They can count and perform basic addition and subtraction. Yet they are factory farmed in hen prisons. The eggs they produce are stolen for humans to eat. Yet those eggs don't do anything. Hello. Funny, you know they get housed, they get fed. And they don't seem to care about that either, right? So they've asked the White House to switch to plastic eggs or wooden eggs. Wooden eggs. Let me tell you what. If my kids were searching for wooden eggs, you'd have a bunch of other kids coming out with knots in their head at the end of the day. They'd be bouncing them off each other's heads. And if those options aren't available, they just recommend painting a bunch of rocks. Yes, we're having a Easter rock hunt? Perhaps somebody in the White House should just tell Peter to take a flying leap. Right? See, Peter says the problem with using real eggs is that the vegan children, they might feel excluded. They don't care. They won't even know what it is till the end of the day. They're too busy running around like nutjobs trying to grab those things. Children who have natural empathy for animals, well, they'd be saddened to learn that the eggs at this family event came from mothers who spent their entire lives in cages smaller than a letter-sized sheet of paper, unable to lift a single wing. Actually, it's not true. But if you take what they don't get, all right, I'm not going to beat this to death, but this is what we did to our kids. This is how the education system works. And if Pete is there saying it's even worse, because these are adults that can't figure it out. No, really, think about it. The eggs aren't fertilized. Well, they're not fertilized because there ain't no rooster around. They're just an egg with a yolk. What gives with that, right? 855-REAL-JOKE. 855-732-5563. All right. Another fun one going on here. I got to go through these because they are pretty funny. A fat activist slammed Candace Owens for her whiteness. That's a fat activist. Is she promoting fatness? How bad is that? In the video, TikTok superstar Samra Miller criticized Owens. She said, "I feel sorry for anyone who's in a relentless pursuit of proximity to whiteness." What? Fat phobia is real. Discriminating based on weight is real. It should be illegal. It should be criminalized. And Candace Owens is just one example of fat phobia permeates every single structure of our society. All the controversy about being fat positive started after recent trends shown plus size influencers encouraging their weight, including certainly out, because it's so healthy for you, is it not? Right? No, it's not healthy. I'm joking. Owens' response was with another video posted by Miller, in which thousands of people commented on the fact that she asked for a seatbelt extender. She said, you don't deserve to fly. Now, it does seem to be that if you are a skinny person, you have to pay $50+ for your baggage when it's overweight, when it's over by 1 pound. But if you're a fat person weighing 400 pounds, you're given seat extenders. So look, she's got a point there. Right, I'm sorry. If you're overweight because you have a medical condition, let's talk. I'm overweight. I'm grossly overweight, really. But if you're overweight because you have a medical condition, then this doesn't apply to you. Take it for what it's worth. But if you're overweight because you can't keep your hand out of your mouth, or you can't keep food out of your mouth, then you've got to make a change. You've got to make a lifestyle change. Don't think we're shaming you. Look, being overweight is unhealthy, period. I know it. I feel it. My friends that are overweight that we talk a little bit, they feel it. They know it. Don't try to make it. This is what these Karens and others like them do nowadays. If they're uncomfortable about something, and you bring it up and want to talk about it, then you know what they want to do. They want to shame you. Look, when you're overweight, the stress on your knees, ankles, feet, heart, lungs, is not normal. Yeah, you use the word normal. Right? It's not normal. So, either science... Oh, that's a perfect one. Right? Science. Is science right or not? Do you really want to follow science or don't you? I don't think you do. I think it's what Sonya said. You look for something to be mad about. You find this about anything. You lock onto it. And you really sound crazy with the way you handle it. Governor DeSantis today he's embroiled in a major culinary scandal. I mean, with all the things going on, this is something that hit social media big time. Still can't figure out why. The Daily Beast is reporting DeSantis was once seen using three fingers instead of a spoon to slurp down a chocolate pudding cup. Oh my God, the humanity of it all. Sort of like Winnie Pooh did with his stuffing his paw in the honey pot. That's terrible. Unreal. Now, you know, the anonymous people, you know that family? Yeah, they're rearing their ugly heads again. Anonymous staff members say that he's like a starving animal. Come on. I think this is hilarious. I really do. Who cares? That man probably does three times the work that you do. I know what it's like to be starving because you've been going all day long and you forget to eat. Some of his people said that his social skills are lacking, particularly his propensity to devour food during meetings. He would sit in a meeting and eat in front of people. So what? A former DeSantis staffer told the Daily Beast that he's always like a starving animal who has never eaten before. He gets crap all over the place. All right, so what? You know, they said the same thing. Staff said the same thing about Obama, that he ate like a pig. But you can't say that because he's black, so I guess you should roll that backwards, right? Look it up. You'll find it. There were plenty of stories of how, for lack of a better term, piggish that he acted. So if that's the case, but you couldn't hear anything there. God forbid you said anything about what went on there. You would be a racist, not because you thought he was a pig, but because he's black. I don't know if you knew that. Well, he's half black anyway. And Shrine of DeSantis lore is an episode from about 4 years ago during a private plane trip from Tallahassee to Washington. Somebody gave him a chocolate pudding cup, had no spoon. He ate it with his fingers. Oh, it's terrible. We eat a lot of stuff with our fingers. All right, people. Enjoy the weekend. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me next week. God bless.